Before we get into Bill Maher again being on point about the NFL and the playing of the Black National Anthem, I wanted to address Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs for a second. I'm going to keep this brief. I have several clips I'm going to play for you guys in just a second, so this video might be a little bit longer than usual, so I'm going to keep this about the Chiefs short. I see a lot of people on Twitter, talking heads on TV, surprised by what they're seeing so far from Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. They just can't believe the Chiefs are 1-2, last place in the AFC West. And while it's not time to panic in Kansas City just yet, this 1-2 start is not a fluke. I say it on here all the time. All it takes is one NFL defense to figure out how to stop you, and the rest of the league is going to follow. The Tennessee Titans, for example, they gave the NFL the blueprint for containing Lamar Jackson. The NFL has figured out how to contain Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs are loaded with talent, but they're also loaded with problems. The defense can't stop anyone. Eric Bieniemy's offense has become predictable. Those wild Patrick Mahomes plays that he used to get away with last season or even 2 years ago, he can't get away with it anymore. I like Patrick Mahomes. Don't get it wrong. I like Patrick Mahomes, but his ego is getting the best of him. That no-look pass that he threw yesterday, which ended up being intercepted, should have been caught, but it was intercepted. But that no-look pass, it was unnecessary. Why? Why do that? What was the point of Patrick Mahomes doing that other than to show off? You can tell a lot about an NFL team by their record against the spread. And the Chiefs, they have not covered the number since last October. This same thing that's happening to the Chiefs right now, it happened to the St. Louis Rams in the early 2000s. Kurt Warner caught the league by surprise, much like Patrick Mahomes did. The Rams, they were unstoppable for about 2 years. Then what happened? NFL defenses caught up to their scheme. The shine is starting to come off of Patrick Mahomes. He rarely gets criticized in the media, but that performance yesterday, hell, his performance the first 3 weeks of this season is more reminiscent of 2019 Jameis Winston than 2019 Patrick Mahomes. And we are about to find out what Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are really made of. This team has not faced real adversity like this since Patrick Mahomes took over for Alex Smith. We're about to find out what kind of leader Patrick Mahomes is. All right, let's get into Bill Maher. For the third or, I don't know, maybe fourth week in a row, Bill Maher went after the NFL for the playing of the Black National Anthem before games. He also went after Whoopi Goldberg, who has somehow found a way to stay relevant throughout my lifetime, despite the fact that her only real talent is being a dumbass. Check out this clip from Bill Maher.
And finally, new rule, the only time there should be two national anthems is when the other team is from Canada. This season, the NFL has added Lift Every Voice and Sing, commonly known as the Black National Anthem, to the Star Spangled Banner before games. And 2 weeks ago, I opined that it was fine to get rid of the old anthem. We just shouldn't have two. Now, if you watch this show for opinions and you want to know what the correct opinion on the anthem is, that's it. That's the correct one. You shouldn't have to. The program The View last week devoted a lot of time to this while somehow avoiding what I actually said. It seemed to be a lot about a need to school me on the Black National Anthem itself. Whoopi Goldberg said we need two anthems because, quote, we're having to re-educate people. Because nothing ever goes wrong when you start talking about re-education.
Once again, Bill Maher on point. The only thing I don't agree with is him wanting to replace the national anthem with something else. I don't understand how the national anthem could be construed as racist or divisive. How? I don't get it. If you're so offended by the national anthem, there is a simple solution to your problem. Don't go to a sporting event, or if you do go, go to the bathroom when they play the national anthem. It's that simple. The rest of the country, they shouldn't have to change their tradition just because you can't control your emotion. But the bigger point here is what the Black National Anthem represents. I actually like the song and the meaning behind the song. The song, the Black National Anthem itself, that's not the issue here. The issue is the reasoning behind them playing it. The woke claim to be fighting for racial equality, diversity, you know, all those code words they use that mean absolutely nothing. But what they're really doing, they are actively trying to keep everyone divided. Playing a Black national anthem and the national anthem for everyone else, by definition, is segregation. I thought the woke were against segregation. We are seeing more and more fights at sporting events. One happened in the Chiefs game yesterday. And I think the theatrics pregame has a lot to do with this. Sports have always been the ultimate unifier. Sports have always brought people from all walks of life together, which is why politics should stay the hell out of it. Sports are designed to unite everyone. Politics, by design, is used to divide people. They are actively trying to change the country. They want America to be more like China. And you can't implement that kind of systemic change when the country is united. You have to figure out a way to divide people, and they're using race to do that. Over the weekend, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq, he did an interview with the New York Post, and he said that he was retiring. He wasn't retiring from being on TNT. He's retiring from being a celebrity. He said that he didn't want to be associated with celebrities anymore because most celebrities are out of their mind. Shaq didn't get into specifics, but I think he was talking about the fact that most celebrities and athletes have become woke propagandists. They've become tools. Tools that are being used to promote this agenda. Take Whoopi Goldberg, for example. She said that we need to re-educate people on how to treat women and minorities, and that America has moved backwards 10 to 15 years as to how minorities and women are treated in this country. I actually agree that we have moved backwards, but not in the way that Whoopi Goldberg thinks. Hell, we take better care of immigrants, illegal immigrants, than we take care of our own. When is the last time you guys have received a check from the United States government on the first of the month? Does the government pay for your health care? Do they deposit money onto one of your credit cards every month so you can buy groceries? If you're a minority in this country, it's easy for you to attend college because all you got to do is show up. You ain't got to pay for it. If I walked into a college today and asked for a grant, they would laugh me out of the building. If Mahmood from Turkmenistan wants to go to an American college, all he's got to do is show up for class. We'll take care of your tuition. Don't worry about it. Not that I would recommend anyone going to college nowadays. Unless you're going to be a doctor, nurse, engineer, lawyer, something specialized, there is absolutely no reason for you to go to college. Colleges have become re-education camps, Whoopi Goldberg's dream. Oh, they're re-educating these kids, all right. The only thing they're teaching in college now is how to become a menace to society. Take a look at this. All these grants that your tax dollars are paying for to send the underprivileged to college, this is what your money's paying for. Check this out.
What did I do wrong?
You have a better...
You're offensive. Police lives matter?
You have the same sticker.
We're just trying to do school.
What?
You guys have the same sticker of the other...
But this is our space.
We've got a Police Lives Matter sticker and we're getting kicked out. Can't do school. You just said we have to leave.
No, I said...
You're making this space
uncomfortable.
But you're white. Do you understand what a multicultural space? It means you're not being centered.
White's not a culture?
No,
it's not a culture. It's white is not a culture. Say it again to the camera. You think whiteness is a culture?
This is insane.
So anyways, this is the violence that ASU does, and this is the type of people that they protect. Okay, this white man thinks he can take up our space, and this is why we need a multicultural space, because they think they can get away with this shit.
I'm going to sit here the whole time and you can find somebody to kick
that,
me out.
That's cool. We will.
We're not kicking you out. We're asking you to leave if you have any consideration for people of color and are marginalized.
So clearly
don't. Is there a room that I can go?
Yeah, the whole rest of the campus, the second floor, the first floor, the whole MU, every single part of the campus centers you. This is the only space that you're not centered and you're still trying to center yourself, which is peak white cis male bullshit.
Yeah, I'm
You're not.
You are racist. Your sticker is racist because police, that's a job. You can choose to be a police. I don't choose to be black. Okay? No, you can choose to be a cop. You can choose to kill people with a badge, and you're protecting that shit, which means that you're racist.
I know, but this offends us automatically because these people kill people like me and like us, right? So you're promoting our murderers. So please just don't do that.
Thank you.
So why should that bother you?
Because, do you understand that police lives matter was in response to Black Lives Matter?
I pay the same fucking tuition as you.
Yep.
Hold on.
That's fine. You have everywhere.
I'm working 60 hours a week while going to school because my parents don't just give me money.
It doesn't matter.
This happened at Arizona State. Now, what did these two white dudes do that offended whoever the hell was behind that camera? They sat in the black section of the library. And of course, he had a Police Lives Matter sticker on his laptop. How dare he? Oh, I'm so triggered. How dare you say police lives matter? That's our thing. We started the Lives Matter movement. Evil white people always trying to appropriate our culture. This is our space. Since when? I thought the woke were all about inclusion. If it's all about inclusion, then how can you have a multicultural space for black people than all other spaces are for everyone else? Doesn't make any sense. These people are cowards. Have you ever noticed they're always aggressive like this when they know there won't be any repercussions? This chick knew that these two dudes couldn't get physically violent with her. She knew she could yell, scream, and there was nothing they could do about it. But they never do things like this when the threat of them getting their ass kicked is there. They always pick a victim that can't do anything about it. I actually commend these two kids for how they handled this situation. They handled it a lot better than most people would have. I don't like the fact, though, that the one dude apologized. Apologized for what? What did you do? Because some woke piece of shit is offended by a damn sticker on your computer? To hell with her. And I don't know the race of that girl. I'll be polite and call her a girl instead of what I really want to call her. I don't know her race, but at one point in the video, she points toward the kid and the police sticker, and her skin looks to be white to me. Not that it matters, because this wasn't about race anyway. It was about forcing the enemy into compliance. And don't think that if you're a black dude, Mexican dude, Italian man, don't think because you're not white that you're not viewed as the enemy as well. The evil white man, I mean, we're at the top of the list. But guess who was number two on the enemy list of the feminist? The black man. The two women who founded Black Lives Matter, they hate black dudes. Oh, they pretend to be fighting for them, but they don't have any respect for black men. They want to destroy the nuclear family. And if you don't believe me, go read it off their website, because that's where I pulled that information from. If Black Lives Matter were so concerned about black males, how come they're not rioting in the streets of Chicago right now? Under the watch of the current mayor of Chicago, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, she's the one who looks like an alien, the one who looks like her mom hit the booze the entire 9 months she was pregnant. But under the current mayor of Chicago, there are more black men killed in 1 month than are killed by police across the country all year. Yet people like the dumbass in the video I just played, they don't want to talk about that. They're more worried about two white kids sitting in the multicultural section of the damn library. Because that's what really matters, you know. Making sure that white people sit where they're supposed to sit and black people sit in their own section. That's unity. That's inclusion. It's all lies. It's all lies. Systemic racism is a myth, and the NFL continuing to play the black national anthem, all it does is further the propaganda. All right, time to let me know what you guys think. Give me your thoughts on Bill Maher going after the NFL again. And let me know what you think of the clip I played from the incident at Arizona State. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.